morning, and welcome back to your morning conversation here on KXCV Karen W. I'm your host, Jeremy Werner. Joining us this morning is National Weather Service meteorologist Chris Bowman. Chris, we brought you on this morning to talk about El Nino because several people have been reading and hearing a lot about it lately, more so than previous years. Why is that?
I think we're hearing it more discussed this year because it's a pretty strong El Nino that is taking shape across the Pacific. And it does have pretty wide-ranging impacts across the across the globe. So it's going to affect the weather in areas. How it affects our weather is probably not quite as strong as it influences other parts of the country.
So typically, El Nino means greater moisture, but what you're saying is not for the Midwest.
Yeah, it actually, when you look at kind of like a climate perspective for El Nino, there is a tendency for El Ninos to lead to drier conditions across this part of the world.
I was reading that another impact of El Nino is typically warmer temperatures. Is that a potential for our region?
It does tend to favor warmer temperatures, and if you look at our winter or a seasonal outlook for December, January, and February, there is a slight preference for above normal temperatures in northern Missouri.
So is this going to be something that's a constant throughout the winter, this kind of above average warmth?
I would say just from like a meteorologist perspective, it's pretty unlikely that we'll be above normal all the time. I think what's more likely to develop is that we'll have periods of well above normal temperatures punctuated by periods of below normal temperatures. And when you average everything out for that 3-month time frame, December, January, February, overall there is a slightly better chance of it being above normal.
Weather-wise, is there a chance of it being above or below average for snow?
The chances for precipitation are a lot, a little bit more variable. And when you look at our outlook for that same time frame, northern Missouri has about equal chances of seeing above normal or below normal conditions. The way that they define those, there's basically three categories. You have equal chances below normal and above normal, and each one's kind of assigned about a 33% chance. And so we're kind of sitting right there in that 33% chance where there's no great indicator one way or the other for above or below normal. It's just equal chances for all outcomes.
Everyone here in the area can tell you what we're experiencing right now. This warmth is definitely not normal, and it's unexpected. So is that a sign of the upcoming winter and that we don't know what to expect?
It's not so much that we don't know what to expect. I think there are other factors that drive shorter-term weather conditions through this part of the world, and those introduce a lot of unknowns that aren't on a timescale as like an El Nino developing or being persistent for months on end. You have features that last for it could be on a timescale of 1 to 2 weeks. That aren't really detected for until they start occurring. So I think those are the scenarios that really drive the shorter term weather for us. But like I said, averaging everything out for the season, you tend to get a slightly better chance for above normal temperatures.
One of the reasons I think people are hopeful about this super El Nino and reading about the potentials of it is the potential for more rainfall, meaning that many are hoping that it'll put a dent in the drought in our region. So how is the drought shaping up in our area?
Right now, all of northwestern Missouri is basically in a D1 moderate drought. The official outlook that was released on November 1st calls for some improvement to that, or even removal. So it's an interesting take on things. As you get into the non-growing season, the effect of drought isn't quite as severe as it is during the growing season when, you know, people are relying on crops and whatnot. So I would say officially the official outlook calls for improvement, but there could be periods where that doesn't necessarily happen. Just when you get into these like 1 or 2 week, 3 week dry spells, that could make things, conditions in the short term worse. Whereas overall for the whole, period, there could be some improvement.
All right, Chris, those are all the questions I have. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
I don't have anything else to add as far as like climate. I would say just keep checking the local forecasts as we do head into the winter season. You can get better information as in shorter time frames with a forecast that actually comes out from us.
All right. Thank you for joining us this morning. Once again, that is National Weather Service meteorologist Chris Bowman talking to us about this year's Super El Nino and its impact for our upcoming winter. I'm Jeremy Werner, and this has been your morning conversation right here on KXCV KRNW.